Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Sairam Mujtaba. Parliament has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it. The bill was cleared by the upper house with 128 members voting in favour of it, while 95 members voting against the legislation. The Rajya Sabha held discussion on the bill for around 12 hours. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that crores of poor Muslims will be benefited from this legislation and in no way it harms any single Muslim. He said the legislation does not interfere in the Waqf properties. He said the Narendra Modi government works with the vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and it does not discriminate against any community.
भारत का जो सरकार है किसी को धर्म के आधार पर तो आप अपना काम नहीं कर सकते सबको भारतीय नागरिक होने के नाते सबको एक दृष्टिकोण से हमको दिखना होता है सबको बराबर दिखना होता है जब मोदी जी ने कह दिया कि सबका साथ सबका विकास वही तो संविधान का स्पिरिट है
He added that the Waqf Board is a statutory body and it should be secular, but still the government restricted the number of non-Muslims in it. Participating in the discussion, Dr. Syed Nasir Hussain of Congress said that this bill is misleading and it has been brought with the intention of communal polarization. Parliament has adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of President's rule in Manipur, with the Rajya Sabha giving its nod earlier this morning. The statutory resolution is related to the proclamation issued by the President on the 13th of February this year under Article 356(1) of the Constitution in relation to Manipur. The Lok Sabha has already approved it. Replying to a debate on the resolution, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that since November last year, no violence was reported in Manipur. He also rejected the opposition's allegation that the president's rule was imposed in the state due to the failure in handling the situation.
जब किसी ने भी सरकार के गठन का दावा नहीं किया, इसलिए शून्यावकाश की अवस्था में राष्ट्रपति शासन डालने का निर्णय किया। इस तरह से कहना कि राष्ट्रपति शासन इसलिए डाला गया कि समस्या संभलती नहीं। राष्ट्रपति शासन 13 फरवरी को डाला गया, नवंबर में जीरो हिंसा, दिसंबर में जीरो हिंसा, जनवरी में जीरो हिंसा, मार्च 13 तक भी जीरो हिंसा और उसके बाद से आज तक भी जीरो हिंसा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 6th Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation or BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, Thailand today. The theme of the BIMSTEC Summit is BIMSTEC, Prosperous, Resilient and Open. The Bangkok Vision 2030 will be adopted at the summit and the report of the BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group will also be endorsed to chart the future direction of BIMSTEC. Prime Minister Modi reached Bangkok on a two-day visit to Thailand yesterday. He held bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, Pisha Navatra. The two leaders reviewed the entire range of bilateral cooperation between India and Thailand. They discussed ways to further strengthen political exchanges, defense and security partnership, strategic engagement, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. They underlined the need to enhance connectivity, health, science and technology, startup, innovation, digital, education, culture and tourism collaborations. Following the BIMSTEC summit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka later today for the second leg of his two-nation tour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh flagged off joint expeditions by Indian and Nepal armies to Mount Everest and Mount Kanchenjunga in New Delhi. Major General Dhruva Prakash Shah, DGMT Nepal Army, also participated in the flag-off ceremony yesterday. The Indian Army's Mount Everest expedition, comprising 34 climbers, will follow the traditional South Col route and will be led by Lieutenant Colonel Manoj Joshi. The joint Indo-Nepal expedition, which aims to scale Mount Kanchenjunga, will feature 12 mountaineers from the Indian Army and 6 from the Nepal Army. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 80 runs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.